Good morning, children. It is morning. It's 6:30 in the morning. I've been up for an hour and a half doing stuff here at the crib. I want to whip out this anarchy moment. I thought about doing this a couple of weeks ago, actually. I was going to do this a couple of weeks ago, but then other things happened. Unlike my normal podcast, which is typically just me ranting about the state and how stupid people are, this is one of my podcasts where we're going to talk about ourselves. We're going to talk about self-improvement. I always kind of hate that phrase, self-improvement, because we read the self-improvement books and there's a self-improvement section at the bookstore. It's like self-improvement as a phrase. It does. Again, we're trying to use precise language here on this podcast. It smells like bullshit to me, which doesn't mean that some of the things it has to offer don't have value. It's just that word, that phrase is tainted. It's like Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal, right? It's a taint. It's almost an insult. You and I, as anarcho-capitalists, and if you're not an anarcho-capitalist, then you're not going to be smart enough to follow through on what I'm going to talk about in this podcast, so you should leave now. We, as anarcho-capitalists, I've talked about this before, we have more self-awareness than a statist does. We have to, because again, we have been wrong more times in our life than anybody else, right? Again, I'll give you the short version for anybody who's very new to the show, hasn't heard this before. All of us who are anarcho-capitalist, at some point in our life, we were statist. We couldn't help it. We were surrounded by statists. You know, we believed that if there was no government, there'd be no roads, that the government has a right or even a duty or perhaps the privilege to put people in cages, to kill people, to take money away from people in the form of taxes, right? At one time, we thought all of that stuff was okie-dokie, okay and wonderful, because you know, if the government doesn't steal people's money, I mean, raise taxes and protect the public by putting people in cages, there won't be any roads, right? We, at some point in our lives, we believed all that shit. And in making the transition to anarcho-capitalist, we had to confront the fact that we were wrong about almost everything we've ever believed. There are a couple of things we were right about, like oxygen is good. Okay, we got that one right. But almost all of our belief system, almost our entire worldview prior to becoming anarcho-capitalist, we had to invalidate and reject that worldview in order to make the leap from statist to anarcho-capitalist. And for us to be able to do that, we have to have a huge amount of self-awareness. Way more self-awareness than your average piece of shit statist Obama dick-sucking pig. And this is, I think, one of the reasons why it's futile to try to convince in some way a statist that statism is wrong, that they should become anarcho-capitalist, because as I've said before, we anarcho-capitalists, we are born. There is, I believe, a genetic brain chemistry difference between us and the statist that allows us to recognize the incorrectness of the statist worldview and to move beyond that, right? So when you, see, I'm talking about shit I'm not supposed to be talking about now. This is not what the cast is supposed to be about. When you find somebody who's a statist, they might just be a misinformed anarcho-capitalist, so you should make some attempt to educate them, but once it's clear they're not going to be able to grasp what's going on, you just have to let it go and walk away. Saw a great thing by Larkin Rose on his Twitterverse just yesterday, where he had posted a comment where the comment was basically Larkin is saying, people ask me, why do I try to argue with statists? Do I think I'm going to convert them? No, I don't think I'm going to convert them. When I'm arguing with a statist, I'm doing it in order to understand their worldview. He said something to the effect of, I'm not a doctor trying to cure a patient. I am a coroner conducting a post-mortem in order to understand why somebody died. I thought that was pretty fucking brilliant. Because that is exactly how you have to look at it when you're communicating with a statist. Right? You're not going to save them because they don't have the intelligence, they don't have the self-awareness, they don't have the empathy to empathize with all the people that are in cages and all the people that have their money stolen. Right? They don't have the intelligence, the self-awareness, or the empathy to be saved. Their worldview is about them and their selfishness and what they want and what they desire, and they want roads so that they can have an iPhone, and they want free birth control. Okay. Self-awareness. Let's get back to the fucking point. We have self-awareness. We have to have self-awareness. That's how we got where we are. I'm not into unlimited navel gazing and all this other shit because that's just an excuse to do nothing. But I think self-awareness is important. Here's something I want you to try in order to cultivate and become aware of your own inner mental state. And this is a policy that I've come up with, and I've done this for a couple of weeks now, and it's working really well. And I'm doing this one day a week, so you should start one day a week. One day a week, I want you to go out someplace where there's not a lot of people. For me, it's trail running or riding my bicycle. Get someplace out in nature-ish, or if you're in a city, there's not nature available, I want you to go out early in the morning when there's not a lot of people around. And do something physical, be it walking, running, bicycling, whatever. It could be going to the gym when there's nobody at the gym except you and they're not playing any music. So here's the thing. There are no people around or very few people around and no noise, no crowd noise. So you can't take your iPod. You got no cell phone. These people who play music on their cell phones where everyone can hear it. Oh, I had to put up with that yesterday. People, nobody wants to hear your fucking music. You fucking morons who play music on your cell phone around other people, nobody wants to hear your fucking music. Will you get some fucking earphones? You got no music, you got no iPod, you got no cell phone, you have no distractions. It's you out early in the morning or out in nature, whatever it is, you're walking, you're running, you're biking, you're doing something physical. I just want you to be aware of what goes through your mind when you are by yourself. What sort of conversations do you have with yourself? What do you think about? What do you focus on? Talked about this in the past extensively. This is one of the reasons why the iPods and the cell phones, I think, are so prevalent in our society today, is because the average person, especially the statist, is terrified of being alone with themselves. And as I've said before, I don't blame them because most of these people are terrible, terrible people. They're terrible human beings. And I wouldn't want to be alone with them either. And the fact that they don't want to be, like, if you don't want to be alone with yourself, then it should be no surprise to you that nobody else wants to be alone with you. And it's like trying to be in a relationship, right? Before you can be in a relationship with another person, you have to be a person worth being in a relationship with. You have to fix yourself first. you have to be capable of creating value for another human before you can expect another human to create value for you, right? It's like getting a job. I know, jobs, that's patriarchy, it's oppression. Jobs are like math, they were created to hold women down. But if you want to get a job, you don't have a right to a job. In order to get a job, you have to be capable of creating value for another person first. You create the value for the other person, then that person gives you value in return in the form of fucking paying you. If you can't create value because you have a liberal arts degree, then you get food stamps. And I pay for that, so fuck you. I wasn't going to rant in this podcast. It's hilarious. Yeah, this is what goes on at my place at 6:44 in the morning. You have to fix yourself first. This isn't to say you're broken, but you have to be aware of yourself. So self-awareness. Again, guys, we are anarcho-capitalists because we have self-awareness. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to go out. So we'll use me as the example. The other day, I did my bicycle run / trail run up the side of the mountain, bicycle run back. Did the whole thing. No iPod. Just spending time with myself. And I found that what went through my mind is I had a particular song stuck in my head. I don't remember what it was right now, thank goodness. But much of my mental processing was just singing this song to myself in my head, which wasn't particularly useful. And a lot of my mental processing is I have a strong tendency to ruminate on past negative experiences. I kind of hate calling them, I dislike calling them negative experiences because the polarity of an experience, be it negative or positive, depends of course on the spin you put on it. But I have a bad tendency of focusing in on things that happened in the past that did not work out quite the way I wanted them to, and what I could have done to make it better. And in a way, that's good, because you want to look at your past, I want to call them mistakes, you want to look into your past at times when situations didn't go the way you wanted it to go, and look at that and say, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I change? You know, what can I do in the future differently? What can I take from that experience that will help me in the future? But you have to be cautious about, you know, it's easy to fall into the trap of just going over and over and again. And of course, what you rehearse in your brain doesn't know reality from fantasy. It's like I had a dream last night. I did have a dream last night. It was weird, too. I had this dream where the government said we all had to take a piss test, but before we took the piss test, we had to smoke a joint. And then if you failed the piss test, you would lose your job. But it's like, okay, the law says I have to smoke the marijuana and then pee in the bottle. I was just like, what the fuck? I woke up from that dream, and I'm just like, what the fuck? So anyhow, your brain doesn't, while I was having that dream, that was reality. Inside the dream, I didn't question this at all, because it sounds exactly like the sort of law the government would pass. Didn't question this at all, not one bit. Your brain doesn't fucking know the difference between reality and fantasy. So what you rehearse in your mind over and over, excuse me, you drink a coffee there. I didn't do vocal warm-ups, of course. What you rehearse in your mind can't tell that from reality or fantasy. If you spend too much time in your life going over negative events, you know, bad events, times that you failed, your brain is going to think that's what you want out of life. So if you spend a lot of time ruminating on failures, we'll call it that for lack of better terminology. What you're doing is you're rehearsing your brain to produce more failures in the future. So if you find that's what you do, having the self-awareness to know, hey, man, I spend a lot of my fucking mental power rehearsing failure. That's something about myself I can work on changing. It's just like if you walk around with a frown on your face all the time, even though you're not unhappy, people will think, that person doesn't look very happy. So if you're aware, man, I need to smile more, then you can make a point of smiling more. If you're aware that you ruminate on negative past occurrences, past failures, you can make an effort to stop thinking about those things over and over and over and change your focus to thinking about positive stuff. So whatever it's going to be, whatever is going to go through your mind during this quiet time, and I don't know, I'm not psychic, but that's the point, is for you to discover this. Go out, do something that's going to last at least an hour, okay? Like, oh, I'm going to walk around the block. That's, what, 6 minutes, depending how big a block is where you live, I don't know. That's not long enough. Whatever this is, it needs to be for at least 1 hour. You're not sitting in one place. No, you need to be physically active. So I said you're walking, you're running, you're bicycling, you're doing yoga, you're lifting weights, you're doing something physical. There's no people around you to distract you. There's no music, there's no noise, there's no cell phones. It's you and your thoughts. And do an audit of what's going through your mind. Just be aware. Every once in a while, stop and say, what am I thinking about? What's going on in my brain? And then look at that and look for opportunities in that to improve the use of your own brain, because it's the most important tool we have. Our brains are the tools that allow us to use all the other tools. Our brains are the filters through which our worldview is constructed and through which our worldview interprets the world around us. Okay, our brains are the most important, second most important things we have, or most important things are our dicks. Our brains are the second most important things we have, and it's important for us to be aware of what condition our brains are in. Because everything else flows from that. And in the battle against statism, we're not going to win it with guns, because the statist, they have way more guns than we do. They are the 99%. They will crush us with the weight of their fucking bloated McDonald's-fed fat bodies. The only way we're going to win is with our brains. And the greater awareness you have about the functioning of your brain, the greater of a person, and the greater your achievements are.